This is Spooky Cupcakes, written by Dreamer Found, read by Mistborn Hero, a leverage podfic featuring the relationship Alec Hardison, Parker, and Elliot Spencer. It is rated for teen and up audiences and tagged for fluff, baking, cupcakes, Halloween, domestic fluff. Summary. Parker asks Elliot for spooky cupcakes. Elliot hangs up his apron, turns around, and finds himself face to face with a very eager Parker. Are they done yet? There is an excited lilt to her voice that makes his lips want to turn upwards into something resembling a smile. He resists the urge and raises an eyebrow. He had just finished frosting the last cupcakes a few minutes before she came into the kitchen.
Why don't you look around and see for yourself?
Parker surveys the 2 dozen freshly made cupcakes lining the counters, and her smile falls ever so slightly. Chocolate? The disappointment in her voice makes something in his chest tighten.
Black velvet,
he corrects. Parker rolls her eyes. Okay, so fancy chocolate.
You still like chocolate, right?
I love chocolate. I will always love chocolate. I just thought we had agreed on spooky cupcakes on account of it being Halloween and all.
They are cupcakes, Parker. How spooky can they get?
He lets a little growl into his voice to emphasize his point. I don't know, maybe they were shaped like spiders? Or bats, maybe. Or cats. Black cats are cool. Parker shrugs. It was your job to figure all that out. Elliot wiped his hands on a dish towel.
What about cupcakes that drip fake blood when you bite into them?
Parker gasps. Can you do that? Is it even possible? Elliot makes a sweeping gesture towards the cupcakes.
Why don't you take one and find out?
Parker dances in place for a moment before she takes a cupcake, closes her eyes, and takes a bite. Her face lights up and her eyes go wide. There is a smidge of red ganache on her face, and when she swallows the bite and lowers the cupcake, Elliot reaches out, swipes her cheek with his finger, and wipes away the icing, a motion so automatic at this point that it takes virtually no thought at all. He loves making her happy. That look of joy on her face from something so simple as a cupcake makes him want to keep making her happy for as long as he possibly can.
What do you think?
Parker holds up her cupcake and examines the ganache center more closely. Is this frosting? She pokes at it and has another taste. Elliot nods.
Black raspberry-flavored white chocolate ganache.
Parker shoves the rest of the cupcake into her mouth and says, I love it! Hardison leans into the room.
We almost ready for the Halloween movie marathon bonanza?
Elliot scowls. He had not agreed to that name. Parker nudges Elliot with her shoulder.
Elliot made spooky cupcakes!
Hardison's gaze sweeps over the cupcakes.
They are black.
They bleed! Parker says, her voice overflowing with excitement.
That sounds less spooky and more gory.
Alec turns to Elliot and tilts his head.
No offense.
None taken.
Parker picks up another cupcake.
There's red velvet frosting inside that oozes when you bite into it. It's so cool!
Elliot shakes his head, takes the second cupcake from Parker, and puts it down on the tray with the others.
Okay. Everyone out of my kitchen.
But cupcakes!
Parker whines.
The cupcakes are for later.
Elliot makes shooing motions with his hands.
Besides, you already had one.
Parker pouts as she slips away with two cupcakes that he would have never seen her take if he didn't know her so well. She hands Hardison one before looping her arm with his and leaving the room.
I'll make popcorn while you guys get the movie situation straightened out in the living room. Sound good?
He calls out after them. They both make affirmative noises. Elliot smiles to himself as he pours popcorn kernels into the popper and turns it on. Halloween isn't his favorite holiday, but any day he gets to spend with those two is a good one, especially when the only blood getting spilled is made of white chocolate, heavy cream, and red food dye. The end.
Wait, is there no black raspberry in the ganache? There should be. There should be raspberries in the ganache, or at least like an extract. I was considering making them for like a picture for the cover, maybe. So I was considering it. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I said the cover thing, but I probably actually don't have time because I have cookies to bake. But plating cupcakes always look so fun, so maybe probably not in time for like making the cover for this. But yeah, no. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Have a nice Halloween if it is Halloween, or a nice day if it isn't. And please remember to drink some water today. Especially if it's Halloween and you've been eating like a lot of candy. Water is good for you.